Pure Sound 1. Transition!
Friday Sports. Good evening, a very warm welcome to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. In the next half hour, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. The Dons are in Ladbrokes SPFL Premiership action tomorrow afternoon, with a trip to St Johnstone, the final fixture before the split. And Dave Galloway, you've got the latest from Pittodrie.
Yes, Derek McInnes has today been speaking to Red TV to quell tabloid speculation linking skipper Ryan Jack with a possible summer move to Rangers.
It brought to my attention, spoke with Ryan, was in Almadou in a training day, and he gave me assurances that there's been no contact, doesn't anticipate contact, and it's not something he's interested in. I think Ryan feels that he's really happy here, he hasn't ruled out staying here, and we're all hopeful that he would be here. But if he does decide to move on, his likely destination will be England, and he sees that as maybe his next opportunity if he decides to leave Aberdeen. So absolutely nothing in it. You know, you have to question the reasons for it, whether it's to try and destabilise us or whatever. But, you know, I've been assured from Ryan, and I trust Ryan, that him or his agent have had no contact.
Turning attention to tomorrow's match now, the gaffer says there's plenty motivation to finish the campaign with a flourish.
There's nothing wrong with having that focus. I think in previous seasons we've cemented second spot really pretty early on, and the season's just kind of played out, probably because we haven't had the Scottish Cup final or anything to look forward to. So, you know, we're hopeful that with the focus that we've got, you know, work to be done in the league to cement second spot, and focus to try and at the very least get to a cup final and try and win the thing. So, you know, I think that will help us this season. My focus is on St Johnstone Saturday, and my focus would be on the next game. It's not on Rangers, you know, it's 3 points, and just because they managed to beat us on Sunday, or certainly we beat ourselves on Sunday, I think, you know, I think that doesn't mean to say all of a sudden that they're the main focus for us. The main focus is St Johnstone Saturday, and then that'll be the next game, the semi-final, and then the next game after that. So there's no, I'm not getting caught up in any of that. It was a defeat, and it's like anything else. Defeats have been a minimum this season, especially at home. The manner in which we lost the second goal is probably what I'm disappointed with, to be honest, because we still had plenty of time. I thought we were good value in the game. I thought we could have been better than we were in the first half, but I still thought we were a better team. I thought we'd be far better team second half, but ultimately we've lost the game, and it's nothing you can do about that now. It's could have and should have and all the rest of it. It's what you can affect, and which is always the next game. And, you know, even if we had won the game, the focus was always going to be on this one and try to get a performance. So disappointed as we were, it was 3 points and an opportunity missed. But there's 3 points on Saturday and another plenty of opportunities for us. Listen, we've been on a brilliant run. We had 4 or 5 moments of madness, minutes of madness at the weekend, really, where we have undone ourselves, I feel. I thought the first goal was bad enough and it was preventable in the second goal. But, you know, over the last 3 months or so, the form has been so good. So we're concentrating on the form, really, what we've been on, and individual performances, rather than the disappointment of Sunday. You know, we've recognised that there's work to be done right towards the end of the season, and we want to go and show that over the next few weeks. I think St Johnstone, you probably associate with a very strong home record normally, and this season it hasn't been quite that, but they've been very strong on the road and probably not as strong as they normally are at home. But we've had 3 very tough games against them already this season. You know, we won a cup game here, there was nothing in the game, and we've drawn a couple of games against them as well, and again not a lot in it. So well, we've remained undefeated against them this season. Every game's been very close, and we expect that. You know, St Johnstone have got their own objectives to try and get into Europe this season, and they normally finish season strong, St Johnstone as well. They've got that focus, so we expect a tough game. They've got good experience there, a lot of know-how, and we've got to try and overcome that, but look forward to the game nonetheless.
Let's hear now from Niall McGinn. The winger has an update on his future in a moment, but first he says he anticipates a tricky encounter at McDermott.
We know it's going to be a tough game, but it's a game you want to sort of go out and show that you're obviously, everyone will be sort of outside of ourselves and St John's be looking, probably seeing our fixtures, see how we react, and we want to react positively. And now we'll look forward to the game on Saturday and just bring it on. getting into sort of any cup final, any cup semi-final, you sort of want to be on a good run. And well, I've been on a great run in the league. I think we've maybe lost two in the last maybe 16, 17 games. So league action's been brilliant. So it'd be nice to sort of go into that cup semi-final on a high, and obviously beating St Johnstone on Saturday. The most important thing for me now is to keep enjoying the football at Aberdeen, and I'm in the double figures and goals. I want to sort of finish with another couple of goals, and I haven't really looked beyond that, to be honest. We've got a lot of important games to look forward to, league games and obviously the cup semi-final, and fingers crossed with a final as well. Well, my contract's up at the end of the season, and obviously the contract hasn't been signed yet, so I've just been worried about playing my football. There was a stage where I wasn't playing as much as I wanted, just around sort of before Christmas. Got back in the team again, hit the ground run, and I was flying, and contract wasn't really in my mind, to be honest. It was just all about playing football, and it's been a long sort of maybe a couple of seasons now with obviously Northern Ireland internationals, and hopefully get the rest at the right time. And I'll just sort of play it by ear and sort of see what happens coming into the season. The priority at the moment is obviously to get the NAR Cup final and win the trophy. And sort of the years that I've been here, I've been part of that team that we've won the League Cup, which was unbelievable. And you've seen what it brought to the city, what it brought to the fans. And I think a Scottish Cup medal for Aberdeen would be unbelievable. So I'll be all guns blazing to sort of try and do that for the club. And it'd be a nice way to sort of end the season for everybody.
Good evening, you're in North Sound One's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, along with Dave Galloway, is Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, what happened last Sunday?
We just had a crazy 5-minute spell where we just defended like schoolboys and were duly punished. And unfortunately, you know, there's been a lot of knee-jerk reactions from so-called fans, from people who really ought to look at the bigger picture and see that, you know, that was a minor blip. I think Andy Considine described it as a mini speed bump in the season progress. But because it was Rangers, it's been blown out of proportion. But, you know, bear in mind that Aberdeen have won an awful lot of games this season, and I'm sure that they will be back on the horse again tomorrow and will be back to winning ways, although it will be extremely tough because, as both Niall and Derek have said, St Johnstone are very, very difficult opponents. We've seen that already this season. Two goalless draws and a last-minute Adam Rooney goal, the only goal that's been scored between the sides. That one in the League Cup, of course. And I would anticipate another very, very tight encounter tomorrow. But as Derek said, you know, St Johnstone haven't been firing all cylinders at home. They've lost twice to Celtic, twice to Partick Thistle, to Kilmarnock and to Ross County. So they're not infallible at home. And there's an opportunity there for Aberdeen. And knowing how much it hurt the players last week, they will be determined to, as I say, get back to winning ways tomorrow.
And preparation for tomorrow's game, Dave, it could have been derailed a wee bit, but the manager coming out today and just putting the kibosh on the Rangers rumours with Ryan Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was the first thing that I saw when I switched on my phone this morning, and I saw on social networking links between Rangers and Ryan. So I think Derek has moved very swiftly and very wisely to quell this tabloid speculation that has had no foundation.
And as to the game itself, as Andrew mentioned, they're always tight encounters, there's no reason to expect anything different tomorrow.
No, I certainly don't see a goals rush, two 0-0 draws and a 1-0 victory for ourselves. The goal coming in the 90th minute in the cup there, as Andrew alluded to a moment ago. I think it will be extremely tight, and I think the side that gets the first goal, hopefully it's Aberdeen, that could well be the decisive factor, because there may only be one goal.
Yeah, we'll come to the teams etc. in a minute, but let's hear from Tommy Wright. He's been speaking with Ronnie Esplin from the Press Association, and he starts by answering the question, do you think Aberdeen will still finish second?
Yeah, I think so. A 9-point gap, Rangers have to get 13 points out of 18, simple, which is difficult to do at this stage of the season. Rangers have had a good win, but they've drawn a few games recently as well, so I still think Aberdeen will finish second. I've said that since quite a while back.
Is there a part of you thinking, Tommy, the job's done for you? You've clinched your top six and you can relax in this
No, there's part of you's delighted with the fact that we've achieved top six again, and from that point of view, any pressure that's on us has been taken away. But we certainly don't want to relax. We don't want to end the season poorly. We want to finish the season strongly. We know if we finish the season strongly, there's a good chance we can get fourth place and a good chance we can get into Europe. So there's still a lot to play for.
Tommy Wright there. And Andrew, in terms of the team tomorrow, obviously it had been very settled, but a 3-0 defeat, albeit a very odd 3-0 defeat, it would usually be the catalyst to perhaps freshen some things up, and with Mark Reynolds back in contention as well.
Well, I think that's the thing that will freshen things up. I have a feeling that Mark Reynolds will come back into the starting 11 straight away, and Anthony O'Connor would be the one to drop out for me. So I would think the starting 11 will be Joe Lewis, Shea Logan, Ash Taylor, Mark Reynolds and Andy Considine, Ryan Jack, Graham Shinney, Niall McGinn, Kenny McLean, Johnny Hayes and Adam Rooney. But there are other options available to the manager, but I don't think he'll want to make too many changes, because in all honesty there wasn't too much wrong with that performance last Sunday for a long, long period. I don't subscribe to this theory that came out of Ibrox, we should have won that 5 or 6 nothing, because we were so far ahead of them in the first half but didn't take our chances, and then we should have scored 4 in the second half. I thought Rangers were outplayed for long periods of that game and were hanging on, and if you'd offered them in the 75th minute a 0-0 draw, they'd have grabbed it.
Yeah, they certainly weren't up until the goal. They looked as though they were going to have to settle for at least a share of the spoils.
I can't recall Joe Lewis having to make a save other than the one early on in the first half. And, you know, okay, we didn't produce an awful lot, but Wes Fodringham did make a very, very good save from Adam Rooney. And we said in commentary during the game, there's only one side's going to score in this game, and it's Aberdeen. And then lo and behold, the heavens fell in.
Just before we get Dave's team, I mean, defensively, that was so uncharacteristic, because the manager was almost shell-shocked at the end at the reaction from losing the first goal, which Kenny Miller, you've got to say, it was a fine finish, but the reaction after that was... unexpected.
Absolutely. I mean, we did say, look, that 79 minutes gone, it was a fantastic finish from Kenny Miller. I just wish it had been Miller's shot that had been blocked and the rebound had fallen to Waghorn, because they'd still be picking the ball up in Mertland Road, because Waghorn would never have hit the target, I'm quite sure. But it was a terrific finish. But then we're looking for a reaction from the Dons. They go and shoot themselves in the foot, and I think the ball was only in play for 40 seconds or something from the time that the first goal went into the time the second one went in, and then very quickly thereafter the third one went in. So it was just one of those things that happens in football that you cannot explain.
Yeah, bad day at the office, Dave. Yeah. So is Derek going to change things?
Yeah, I almost totally agree with Andrew's team selection, but I've got the only difference is I've got Mark Reynolds in for Ash Taylor.
Okay, so Andy, you're one to watch, Dave.
My one to watch, Ryan Jack, been in great form this season. He should get a really, really good reception from the Red Army tomorrow, and he could play a key role in getting Aberdeen back on track.
Andrew?
I'll go for Niall McGinn. He loves a goal against St Johnstone. I think he's got 9 against them in his career so far. And if Niall's operating on, you know, full power, he'll keep Brian Easton back, and Easton's quite a dangerous outlet for St Johnstone moving forward. So I hope that Niall is pushing him backwards rather than Brian Easton pushing Niall backwards.
Scoreline?
I'll go 1-0 Aberdeen. I just cannot see there being a lot of goals in this one, although there was that 4-3 game a couple of years ago. Just can't see it. And St Johnstone haven't managed to find a way past Joe Lewis yet, and I'm hoping that remains the case.
Yeah, 4-1 up and coasting until the last hour. Yeah. Dear, we've been there so many times.
Yes, indeed.
Dave, score.
I was going to go 1-0, but I'll go 2-1 Aberdeen.
Okay, I've gone 2-0 Aberdeen. So, surprise, surprise, we're all predicting
anyone
away
will do.
Victory. Right, this is Friday Sport in North Sound 1. We're back after these.
North Sound 1, Friday Sport.
Go, go. North Sound 1.
Welcome back to Friday Sport. It's the Dons away to St Johnstone in the Premiership tomorrow, kicking off at 3 p.m. in Perth, but the action gets underway this evening, Andrew, with Kilmarnock against Hearts.
interesting one that to try and predict, because Kilmarnock, by all accounts, did reasonably well at Celtic Park for a long period. Hearts got themselves back onto winning ways. I'm not convinced at all by the Ian Castro experiment at Hearts, and I think Kilmarnock could just nick this one, but I don't think it'll be a game for the purists somehow. I'll go 2-1 Kilmarnock.
Okay, the other 3 o'clock starts tomorrow, Dave. There'll be plenty of nervous tension at Dundee against Hamilton.
I certainly think so, Dave. Dundee, they're in big, big trouble. They're in a bit of a tailspin, aren't they? 6 defeats in a row. Boss Paul Hartley, though, told me this week that the players, they're hurting badly, but there is belief, he insists, in the squad that they can turn this around. Aki's not doing too badly, 2 draws and 1 win from the last 3 games, but I take the Dark Blues to edge a very nervy encounter 1-0.
And if it's nervy at Dens, it'll be equally nervy at Fir Park, where Inverness are the visitors.
Inverness in a tailspin, unfortunately. I'd love to see them stay up, but their current form is just so poor. I thought they battled well against Aberdeen, but then, you know, they had good spells against St Johnstone, but they don't seem to be able to score. And then when they conceded, the roof fell in. Where have we heard that one before? But I can see Motherwell, because of the goal threat that Scott McDonald and Louis Moult possess, winning this one.
Okay, Rangers against Partick Thistle, Dave.
Well, of course, they will be on a high after beating Aberdeen last weekend, but the pressure, it's off Partick now. They've secured a top six place for the first time since the split was introduced. I take the Gers, though, to win the Glasgow Derby 2-0.
And at 12:30 kick-off on Sunday, Andrew, it's Ross County against Celtic. And Ross County, another team still not sure of their future.
Absolutely. So they're going to be making it as difficult as they possibly can for Celtic. But the champions have got a great record up at Dingwall. You know, time and again, they've gone up there when County have been in decent form and turned them over big style. And I think they'll do that again tomorrow. If County get the first goal, it'll be interesting, particularly if it's later on in the game. But if Celtic gets a first half goal, you can see it being 3 or 4.
In League One tomorrow afternoon, Peterhead, they're in a real relegation dogfight. Tomorrow afternoon, they travel to fifth place, East Fife. Here's Peterhead boss Jim McAnally.
Confidence is really low. We've got a bunch of boys there that's been with each other quite a while now, so it's hard. I mean, see, Saturday after the game when they come into the dressing room, they've lost 2-0. They've no deserve to lose 2-0, but when you see them hurting so much and you see how low they are, I mean, I know supporters think they're the only ones that care. Well, I can assure you that's not the case. It hurts everybody badly. I feel helpless sometimes for them, because you're praying that they're going to get that break or that just a bit of luck. And between now and, you know, the last 4 games, I mean, I've told them the only way out of this is to keep working as hard as they did on Saturday, and if they keep going to the well, they will get the break, and if it comes early enough, there's plenty of time to get out of this mess.
Moving on to the Highland League, Andrew, and it's crunch time coming up very quickly.
It is indeed. I mean, Bucky Thistle are in pole position now, you have to say. They've got a 9-goal superior goal difference to Brora Rangers, who play their final game tomorrow away to Fort William. Now, they're well capable of winning by 9 goals there, but Bucky have got a huge game at North Lodge Park in Pitmedden against Fermartin United. If Bucky win that one, I think there's nothing stopping them win the title. Cove, they'll be rueing the fact that not only did they drop 4 points in 2 games to Turriff United, but they had 3 players sent off in midweek who will probably miss the last 2 games of the season. The fixture list reads Clark against Fraserburgh, Fermartin against Bucky, Fort William against Brora, Huntley against Forest Mechanics, Nairn County travelling to Inverurie Locos, Wick Academy make the journey to Keith, it's Lossiemouth against Cove Rangers, Strathbay Thistle against Devon Vale, and the final one, Turriff United against Rothes.
One game tonight in the juniors, it's in the First Division, the East, alongside against Buckenhaven Hearts, and it kicks off at 7:30 in the bookie.com Super League. Tomorrow, Colony Park against Bucky, Cooter versus Dice, Devon side against Hermes, Dufftown versus Stonehaven, Holrus United, Bank City, Maud, Inverness City, Newborough Thistle versus Bankery St Tiernan. At the moment, Bank City the favourites, but Stonehaven still unbeaten, and the pair meet for the first time this season on Tuesday evening at Spain Park. So that one well worth going to. In the First Division East tomorrow, Cruden Bay against Fraserburgh United, Glentanner versus Ellen United. In the First Division West, White Hills are at home to Islevale. And then in the Archibald Cup, Group 1, Forest Thistle versus Newmarket United. United, Birkhead Thistle against East End, Stonywood Parkvale versus New Elgin in Group 2, and in Group 3, Sunnybank against Montrose Rose Lee. Some boxing news, Dave.
Yeah, Lee McAllister, he's turned boxing promoter as well as making a comeback as a fighter. Now, he's promoting an event in Scotland for the first time. It takes place in Ayr on Saturday nights.
This is the second event that we've done. I've done one in Malta a few weeks ago, and this is the second event, the first one in Scotland, but the first of many.
You're in one of the supporting bouts. You're up against Ilya Sovdra of Latvia, and you're going for your third straight win in your comeback.
I could be honest, I've done no digging whatsoever. A fight's a fight to me, and whoever's put in front of me, I'll take regardless.
Things going well for you inside the ring and outside the ring. You must be happy.
Yeah, well, listen, everything's going well. I'm just looking now to be focused on getting this a big show up in Aberdeen and bringing some big titles back to Aberdeen once again, and recreating the faith in the professional fighting in the Northeast.
Lee McAllister there, always good value, Dave, in the interviews. Just put somebody in front of him and he'll have a fight with him, no problem at all. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the best of luck to him.
Absolutely, good luck to Lee in his new venture as a promoter as well. Andrew, still so much for the Dons to play for. We've got the game tomorrow against St Johnstone, then we've got the Cup semi-final, and then we now know eventually, almost a fortnight after Rangers and Celtic knew when they were playing each other, the rest of the fixtures.
Yeah, the post-split fixtures fell pretty much the way we expected. Home to Celtic and St Johnstone, away to Hearts, Rangers and Partick Thistle. So yeah, you're right, there's still a huge amount to play for, and that's the difference between this season and the previous two when we've finished second in the table. Second was sealed by this point, and there was no Scottish Cup involvement. So this time around, I think, I'd like to think that second place will be sealed long before we'll go to Ibrox, but the Scottish Cup is the carrot that will keep the boys going to going all the way through.
Got to get to that final. Have a great weekend. The Dons at St Johnstone, 3 o'clock tomorrow. See you next week.